Welcome, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I hope everybody enjoyed last night's presentation by Edward Griffin. I know some of you may have heard it before, but a lot of you out there had not. And I know Gary agreed that it was nice to hear it again, even if you had heard it before. Great presentation last night on the Federal Reserve and the financial system and the tyranny that we're living under, and how it's absolutely absurd for Donald Trump and all his pimps to come out, his mouthpieces to come out, tell how great, can't beat this, wow, this is great, what a great speech he gave. He's going to keep the IRS up and running, he's going to keep the Federal Reserve private bankers printing our currency, he's going to keep the usury going, keep us under the tyranny and the thumb, keep us under the boot of the bankers, but he's going to make it simplify everything to 7 pages instead of 100 pages, great. So slavery made simple. Thanks a lot, Mr. President. Slavery made simple. What happened to ending the Fed? Not even a word about auditing it? Are you kidding me? What happened? Remember Ron Paul? Remember the Patriot Movement? The cornerstone of the Patriot Movement is end the Fed and let's get our currency back on track. What are we doing accepting Donald Trump's new plan for just a better, friendlier, and more loving IRS? Yeah, right. I didn't see those 16,000 agents that Obama hired get fired. Oh, no, they're still on board with their 20-gauge shotguns that was a giant purchase. We're going to talk about federal employees, state employees, local employees. How many are there? Anybody want to take a guess before I give the number? I mean, if you're going to look it up, obviously, that's, you know, kind of cheating. But if anybody knows off the top of their head or wants to take a guess just out of their knowledge that they have before going on the Internet, everybody want to take a guess? Just take a guess to yourself or call in and share your number with me. It's obscene what's going on in this. Of course, we're not getting any tangible results from this new administration. It's more of the same. We just got to get the right Republicans in there, don't we? That'll help things out a whole great bit. We're going to have Gary in Michigan on tonight. I'm having trouble getting hold of Lori Anderson, so we hope Lori's okay, and I'm sure she is. She just gets real busy, and she also gets her technology interfered with quite a bit. She's a very effective reporter, as we all know. Lori will return, and she'll be back with us, and so will Tom LaCavara. I don't want people to forget about Tom. Tom wants to know that he hasn't been forgotten about. I want to remind people that the real power behind the courts, the real men who are holding Tom LaCavara, are the vicars and the bishops. And there's two vicars in Portland. The vicar general is Peter Smith. And the judicial vicar is Patrick Brennan. That's the judicial vicar. The judicial vicar. Whose judicial do you think he's vicaring? Ours. The bishop is named Alexander Sample. And the number, to reach the vicars and the bishops in Tom's situation is 503-234-5334. That's 503-234-5334. Don't be afraid to call. Be polite, but be firm and let them know we're not going to stand for this. Tom's got to be released. While he's being held by the witch, he needs his medication. He's not looking to get high and in prison. He's looking for his Lyme disease medication, and they're withholding it from him. That's torture. That's a crime against humanity. That's against every international and biblical and common law and common sense precept that we have grown up under and that we would like to restore. Never hurt anyone. We just had a little technical difficulty tonight. Bear with us here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is live. This is live radio. This is unscripted. And this is the real deal. This is where the hardest of the hardcores hang out. Eric the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We don't pull punches. We talk about the vicars and the bishops. Once again, in Tom's situation, I want people to call the vicars and let them know that you know that they're co-conspirators in his kidnapping. Period. And if they're godly people, which they purport to be, then put your God where your mouth is and put it in action and let's go. Put it on the table, Mr. Vickers. We want Tom to get his medication. He needs to be treated humanely when he's in the witch's prison. He's been convicted of nothing. He's being forced to take a plea to something he didn't do. There's fraud being committed throughout the court, and we want intervention from the Diocese of Portland, from Vicar General Peter Smith, Judicial Vicar Patrick Brennan, and Archbishop Alexander Sample. I've watched it happen. Trust you. Believe I just go into the courts and watch what the surrogate courts do. I mean, in New York, it was one thing after another, after another, after another. It wasn't just one little section of society that was getting dished off to the vicar's office by the surrogate court in New York. It was everything. Social Security settlements, children seized by CPS, estates into the millions of dollars, on and on and on, everything to the vicar. The public administrator that gets appointed by the court over people's estates is a graduate of Catholic University. He's intimately related to the vicar's office. So the vicars are the men to call. You want to talk to the guy behind the curtain? And notice how it's never a woman. Just call the vicars of Portland. Peter Smith, the vicar general. Patrick Brennan, the judicial vicar. You ever wanted to get kind of a chew on the ear of one of the higher level Illuminists, or their henchmen at least? This is where it's at. These guys are direct emissaries from the Vatican. The vicars work for the Vatican, and their job is to kind of keep a handle on things in the local dioceses, which is the Vatican's name for a county or an area of the country that they manage and control. They're the power behind the courts. Since the country went bankrupt in 1933, we've been basically belong to the bankers in their mind, in their warped mind. And they're executing power through the witch's court because we do not have three separate and equal branches of government. We've got one branch of government called the witch's court, which controls everything. Everything else is subservient to that. The bar members go into the legislature only to pass statutes that can be enforced by the witch's court. Remember, no victim, no crime. We're a common law country. We expect our common law rights to be respected. Always come in as a living man. You're not a trust. You're not an agent of a trust. You're not an animal. You're not a corporation. You're not a dead, fictitious somebody, someone dead on the water. You're alive on the land. And we'll get into the Sestakavai Act of 1666, which put everybody into a state of basically death unless you come out and claim that you are alive on paper and make it known to the powers that are destroying this republic. So a lot has to be done with paper filing, and I don't mean a lot of paper filing, but that's the initial, any time you need to file a paper or want to file a paper, it's got to come in. You have to come in as a living man or a living woman. That should be your introduction. I, Eric, Jones family, a living man, one of the people, blah, 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 and state your claim or state your motion or state what you want to state. Always come in as a living man or a living woman. That you have to remind your system. If they don't tell them what you are, they say, well, then you are not. And so it's a battle of, you know, we shouldn't have to be in a position of, you know, saying that we're alive. I mean, it's pretty darn obvious. We're standing here living and breathing or sitting here. And it's, but of course, because of the nightmarish witch's tyranny that we're living under and the Freemasonic lie that's throughout Black's Law Dictionary, throughout the court system, throughout the police department, you know, arresting people on constructive possession, making up a whole new category of a meaning of a word, totally reversing the meaning of a word. Possession requires actual holding. Constructive possession means it can be down the street and you can own it if the witch's court says you do. And I've seen people go to look, they're holding Tom on such an absurd charge. And so the absurdity needs to be told to the vicars that we know, we want them to know that we know who they are, what they are, what they're doing, and what they're not doing. And if they're not doing enough for Tom, then we push them. And a lot of phone calls do help. You may think that you're just calling and they're going to ignore you and you just leave a message. But when they get 500 phone calls, that really makes an impact on them. Every phone call that comes in, it counts as 100 people in their mind. And I've talked to legislative aides that have said that. They say when we get a phone call, we count that as 50 to 100 or more people that we know think the same way that just couldn't call in or didn't call in. If you get up and go out to a protest and actually show up and go beyond the phone call and actually get off your recliner and get out and do something, they count that as 500 to 1,000 people, every one that appears. So that group of 1,000 people at a protest is really represents a 500,000, and the system knows that, and they're scared of people actually taking. That's why they want you to think that your voice doesn't matter. That's why they push you off and say, oh, yeah, I'll tell them you called. Okay, thanks, bye. No, this makes a difference, and send them emails as well. Ask, what is the email address for Bishop Alexander Sample? And send them an email. Send them some links. Send them a link to this broadcast. Let them hear it. Send them anything you want. I mean, make it pertinent and make it clean, but, you know, be powerful and let him know that we expect Tom Lacovara to be treated humanely when he's in the witch's prison and released ASAP, if not immediately. And we're working on that, but of course they don't like letting people go too easily who are very effective in the freedom movement, people like Tom Lacovara and the Bundys and company. So, and don't forget the Vicar General of the Las Vegas area of Nevada is Robert Stokig, Stoeckig. I think I may be able to, with a couple of quick finger moves here, pull up Robert Stokig's phone number in case anybody wants to call in regard to the Bundy situation. If I'm not mistaken, let me go back one more here, and y'all can just hold tight. I think we can have Robert Stokig's number up here very shortly. Here we go, and his name is Robert Stokig. He's the Vicar General of Las Vegas. And Robert Stokig's number is, I may have to scroll a little farther than I had thought here. Bob Stokig. And his name is spelled Stoeckig. He's the vicar in the Bundy case. He You got a problem with the Bundys being held by a private corporation called Concentration Camps of America? Call Mr. Stokig. Don't worry about calling the sheriff. He's subservient to the vicar, and so is the witch's court. The number for Mr. Stokig is 702-697-3903. That's 702-697-3903. The vicar in the Las Vegas matter. So we're not afraid to name names and give out numbers and encourage people to be an activist. At least make the phone calls. Do your own research and investigation. Ask questions. If you have some concern, use your imagination. Do your own investigation, and I can't tell you everything to say, but I can give you the numbers and get you in the right direction. You can go and look it up in my American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language says, vicar, a priest or lay person responsible for appropriating the principal revenues and assisting the archbishop in his administrative and judicial duties. Did you get that? Assist the archbishop in his administrative and judicial duties. We had the Vicar General of Nashville, Tennessee, David Perkin, tell one of our observers, you don't want to talk to me. You want to talk to Mr. Chobe, Archbishop Chobe. He controls all the legal and legislative issues. That's the Vicar General telling us that the archbishop controls all the legal and legislative issues. Give him a call. Okay, so they don't even deny it. He controls all the legal and legislative issues right from the vicar's mouth, describing the power that the archbishop has over legal and legislative issues. Hello? Before we go off tonight, we're going to bring in Gary from Michigan. Gary, are you with me, my sir? It might just be you and I tonight. How you doing?
Yeah, very, very good, Eric. And
good
thank
to
you
hear
for
your
asking.
Voice. Oh, yeah, it's good to have you. We love having you on. I know we have just a ton of listeners that really value your presence here. They know, I mean, the ones with the real depths of thought realize that we're not going to win this battle without God on our side, without a knowledge of God, without some devotion to righteousness and exploration of the Word, et cetera, et cetera. So with that, is there anything that's coming up in the news or in immediately kind of, politically that you'd like to mention and give us the scriptural take and weave the two together as you so beautifully do and take us into a prayer? And don't be in any hurry. Take your time because I think it's just you and me tonight. We're just going to just push along and talk about a whole bunch of different things. So what's on your mind, Gary, tonight?
Oh, I love that one scripture we read in Leviticus. If you obey my statutes, my laws, my commandments, my ordinances, he says, you will live safely in the land. I love that verse. It comes out at you because all the other is thou shalt not. But he gives us a guarantee from his thou shalt and thou shalt not that if we do what
hold
he asks
thought.
Us to do.
Hold that thought, thou shalt and thou shalt not. We'll be right back after this break.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored.
Welcome back, my friends. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network, keeping the seat warm until Tom Lacovara gets out of his nightmarish situation. He's not going to stop doing what he's doing. I'm not stopping doing what I'm doing. We're ramping it up. We're winning hearts and minds. I know we are, because the truth will set us free. Gary, back to you. Thou shalt and thou shalt not.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? And then they say, you have to interpret the scriptures. No interpreting the law. He says, thou shalt not. But I'll read that verse. It's much better if I just read it. It's chapter 20, 25, verse 18 and 19. It says, wherefore you shall do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land in safety. Safety, yes. Then he says in verse 19, and the land shall yield her fruit, and ye shall eat your fill and dwell therein safely. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Amongst all this, he was talking about just before this, in the verses before, about the setting of the resting of the land, the seventh year, and the restoration part, and then the Golden Jubilee, which is a great year, the 50th year. The 49th and 50 years coming together to rest the land, and if the land rests, then the people who work and tilled it for the 6 years get to rest for a little bit. Because if you're in agriculture, you don't get much rest when you're out in the fields. But anyhow, I think it's put right in there amongst there. You'll have you eat your fill, you'll have what you got. See, we're dying with full stomachs in this country nutritionally, and we won't get in that too far. We cut into that the other night, so I don't want to get too far off base. But we're dying nutritionally. We're dying with full stomachs. We look like we're in good shape. And then we have the people who eat too much abundance of food. The reason they're eating it is because the body is created to desire all these elements and things you need. And if they're not there, you continually have a craving. It doesn't go away. And the proof is in looking at America, or maybe other countries, but look at America, and how far out of shape and condition we are. So with that, we go into a quick prayer if you'd like, and ask our Father to bless us and bless Chris wherever he is. Yeah, I hope he shows up here to bring his faithfulness and his intellect and stuff to things here for us, and we appreciate him so much. And we pray for Eric, too. We haven't done that in a while. We pray for Eric and his steadfastness and his solidness in his belief system, and how he tries to bring out the truth in the best of his ability. And he does, in my opinion, he does a wonderful job of sharing out the truth to us. It takes a lot of energy for him to do that. And plus, he has another job. I don't have another job. I've got to the point that I do little things, but I don't have to report every day for a job. So it frees me up a little bit more to study and look at things. But as we look into the situation today, we pray, Father, to strengthen our people, strengthen the situation, that we can look and pray for the Bundys and their welfare, and Tom Lochtever, and I'm thinking of Scotty and the other gentleman that they're trying to do a triple jeopardy on him now. And Father, we know this is all evilness. We pray that the evil one and the evil ones will be set aside and put in their places where they need to be. And we ask, Father, that you bless this time we have, and we ask it in the Adibahi's name, so be it.
Oh, perfect. Perfect timing. We got about 1 minute till we hit a break here. That was beautiful.
Oh, I didn't mean
thank
take
you for
much
that lovely
time.
Prayer. What's that, Gary?
I didn't mean to take that much time. I didn't know where we were going, but
oh, I'm glad you did. No, you're always such a gentleman trying to keep it short, but we don't want you to keep it short. We want you to expand into the word.
Well,
don't be bashful. We got plenty of time. We got another hour and a half, so you feel free to just but that was great. You come right up
and you,
to the
and you know,
of the
I
hour
want to
here,
say
Derek.
Something to the listeners
sure.
out here and when they call in and everything. It's a joy for me to hear from people around the country and their expertise and all those things and I learned so very much. I thank you for the opportunity to be here. It's such a learning experience for me. And I cherish the time and I look forward to it. So there's the music. So
me too. We'll be right back. Thanks, Gary. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer and Gary in Michigan. We'll be right back after this break on the RBN Network. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Well, don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Quiet, see? I got used to my quietness, and when I hear you moving, once in a while I hear something, and I'd say to myself, is that Janice moving? And I knew you were here.
Yeah.
So you had a good time, huh?
Yeah.
I heard you cross the bridge or something. Did
Welcome
you have to
back,
take a ferry
friend.
Somewhere?
Welcome back. It's, hey, Gary, we're live, Gary. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer in Gary in Michigan. We appreciate you joining us tonight on the RBN Network. So, it's Gary and I tonight. And if you're listening, Chris, call in on the 800 number. So, Chris in Las Vegas is listening. Please call in the 800 number, 800-313-9443. We got a couple of lines there, so we can still take other callers as well. So if Chris is out there, or if you'd like to join the broadcast, please call 800-313-9443. Thanks for joining us on this broadcast. It's Eric and Gary right now for tonight. We tried to get Lori. She's unavailable. I couldn't even get through to her. And Chris as well. So, and if we have anybody, just chime in my ear and let me know if we have any callers or if we got Chris or Lori or anybody who's coming in. So we all thank you for joining us tonight. We want you to remember that it's the Vickers that are holding Tom LaCavara. That's the bottom line. That's something you're not going to hear anywhere else. They got a lot of power. Yeah, cool. That sounds good. Oh, okay.
Because
cool. Well, we're back on the Freedom Scream with Eric the Freedom Screamer and Gary in Michigan. Thanks for joining us tonight.
In Michigan. Here he is.
Gary, are you with us, Gary? Does Gary know that we're on the air?
Because
Gary, we're live here.
You guys had your own apartment?
Sounds good. All right, we're going to get... Gary doesn't know we're on the air right now. We're having a little technical funkiness, but I do want to thank Kenny on the board. He's filling in for Mike tonight, and we're getting by, and it's going really actually pretty well. Kenny, you did a great. I would just want to thank you publicly for doing a great job last night. We'll bring Gary back in a little while when he figures out we're back on the air live, and he's got to stop talking to his wife for a minute. But God bless Gary. We'll bring him back in a bit. But for now, I want to thank Kenny on the board, who's filling in for Mike. He did a great job last night putting together, you know, getting that G. Edward Griffin thing out there, the creature from Jekyll Island. That's important that we relive that. And I was specifically played that yesterday because, you know, the Mr. Presidente comes out and says, you know, the IRS is going to continue. Well, I mean, he didn't say this. He said it without saying it. But he basically said, in not these exact words, but the long and short was the IRS is going to move forward.
the private bankers of the Federal Reserve that are destroying our republic are going to move forward. Everything is going to be business as usual. They're gonna hyperprint the money if they want inflation, and they're gonna starve us out. They're gonna starve the money supply if they want a depression. They can have unique combinations of both going on at the same time. And how do they do that? I know it sounds kind of confusing. They can hyperprint the money and loan it out at the highest levels, and then not have it getting down to the little people, because we don't live in a situation where there's trickle down economics. Buddies and girls, it's trickle-up economics. Reagan was a liar. Reagan, what he said sounded real good, but he didn't do any of it, and he did the exact opposite. He made the federal government bigger. He instituted the DEA and took up the drug war from Nixon onto steroids into a whole giant police state, which is now destroying the country and setting up the infrastructure for the gun confiscation. These gun confiscation units and the state police are all the narco units. Hello, that's your people who think that the drug war is great. We got to go after those drugs, man. You're building your own guillotine. That's all I can say. So be very aware. What you wish for is going to come back on you. I'm not advocating drugs. But look, the much worse problem than drugs is the police state. That look at a prohibition with alcohol. It got way worse. Okay, people are going to drink. They're going to drink no matter what. People who do drugs are going to do drugs no matter what. They're not going to quit if it's illegal. People who don't do drugs aren't going to start tomorrow. If heroin was legal, do you think Gary in Michigan would go out and buy a bag and start shooting up? No. Neither would I. Nothing's going to change. All these people who say, oh, if we had drugs were legal, everybody would start doing it. There'd be druggies everywhere. We'd just be totally screwed. That's an absolute lie. It would be about the same, except the giant police state and the CIA making trillions of dollars, and the banking establishment that launders the money making trillions of dollars on the drug trade. They wouldn't have their crack, which is money. They don't do the drugs. They do the money that comes from selling the drugs. Uncle Sam's the biggest drug dealer in the world, as you heard from Bo Greitz on Morton Downey. I guess that took place. That was right around. They were talking about Bush was the vice president. It was right during Reagan. The drug war had just started. And think about that. While Reagan was talking out of the right side of his mouth, real conservative, and saying, yeah, government's not the solution. Government's the problem. And all the patriots, yeah, hey, way to go. He's such a great conservative. Look what he did. And he started the drug war, which is not conservative. That's very liberal to have a war on your own people. And at the same time he was having a drug war against his own people, the CIA under Bush, the vice president, former director of the CIA, and the State Department, this is according to Bo Greitz, this isn't something I dreamed up. Bo Greitz, you heard it, the most decorated Green Beret in U.S. history, quite most likely the toughest soldier that ever existed. How many Medals of Valor, how many Purple Hearts, how many citations for honor? I mean, the guy is probably the most decorated soldier. I never heard anybody who had that many medals in my life. And he's a decent guy, and he went over to get prisoners of war, and he was told by the warlord, so to speak, the Kumsa, that the United States is my best customer. You guys, my good customer. We're very happy with you right now. We changed nothing. But he didn't want to do that. It was the only reason he was shipping in those hundreds of tons of heroin was because he was being denied a trade mission to the United States to get his area where his people, millions of people, off the opium trade and onto legitimate crops where he could compete on the open market, have a more prosperous society, and be looked at as a good general who loved his people and didn't want to be an opium warlord. He wanted to go legit. And Bo Greitz took the deal back to the White House, and they said, "No, we're not stopping the drug trade with the CIA and the State Department. That's going to continue, and we're not going to let the general in Vietnam come over and have his trade mission, so he can do other stuff like make jeans and socks and grow coffee and cocoa and you know." So, thanks, Ken. So, you know, it's the drug trade. you know, we get from Trump, not, none of these government agencies disappearing. Anybody want to take a guess how many? Let me go to the caller and see if he can get a guess how many, roughly how many government workers there are in the country. Ron in Las Vegas, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I want to hear your quiz. We got a little quiz going tonight. We're playing a little game here. So before you get to your point, I want to ask you, do you have any idea, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, I'm just seeing if anybody, you know,
go ahead.
How many do you think government workers, and how many do you think have arresting power and carry firearms? You want
honestly,
to take a stab at that, Ron?
My honest answer to that is I simply do not care because of what I've done from a young age and what I was forced to do from a young age, both in the lawful as well as medical field, as well as a pro se litigant filing on my 18th birthday and winning 48 hours after court, after filing, outside of the jurisdiction of the de facto court. What I'm here to share basically with everybody listening is our rights will always supersede privileges when we overcome the, quote, fear and learn how to, quote, privately operate correctly, non-judicially, non-de facto martial law court, because when things are correctly filed in the court and they're unable to respond, we all know failure to respond is admitting guilt, and when they're backed into the corner to the point to where they're even their oaths of office are subpoenaed and their bonds are subpoenaed, in which they are in complete treason, perjury, and fraud of, and they are notified of that in complete advance, and then liens are also first and foremost placed against both the corporate person as well as the individual private flesh and blood human being.
Okay.
That's the oath.
Gotcha. Yep. Hold right there now. Let me respond to that. There is a situation in Colorado where a gentleman that I know personally attempted to place liens against their local political prostitutes and a couple of the court witches and the local Nazis. They did it very well. They did it very legitimately. They did it proper filings. Their paperwork was good. And they got arrested, and they're looking at a couple $100,000 in bail and possibly decades in prison. Be careful, everybody, of the lien filing thing. It's legitimate. You have the right to do that. But I'm just warning people, there's extreme risk in that right now, and be prepared.
Correct. I spent time in jail myself a few times, too, but I've never posted bond. Why would I post a bond when I never committed a crime? Every single time I've been, quote, detained, the maximum time I've ever been detained is only 60 days because of the documentation served and how I notified city, county, state, and federal all at the same time of the same documents when all jurisdictions were notified correctly, lawfully, and legally, they had no choice but to release and dismiss all charge.
And if you add to your list, you left one, the most important one out, Ron, and you're doing a good job, you left out the vicar. The vicar is the one, if you had to pick one, that would be the one place. And simply naming the vicar in your paperwork can often get the district attorney to drop the charge before you even have to go to jail for 60 days.
Agreed.
Well, thanks a lot for the call, Ron. We appreciate it. Check in with us later this week. I want to get back to Gary and see if we can bring in Chris from Las Vegas as well, because he'll have some insight on this. Are you familiar with... So we're going to call, by the way, the number to call is 800-313-9443. So that's very interesting, but I want to remind people, be very aware when you file those liens. You may or may not get out in 60 days. You may or may not get out in several years. Just be prepared for that. Now my take is this, you know, do what you want to do, folks, but I try to stay away from too much offensive action, and I know that's not a really good way to win the battle, but right now, the Patriots are kind of, the people who know what we know are in the minority, and our numbers are high, but they're spread out. Now, I know there's certain concentrations of patriots here or there in certain states, and I know about that in communities, and that's great. Man, God bless you. Fantastic. Up where I am, patriotic deep down inside, but nothing going on the surface up here. You know, it's northern Appalachia. It's people are generally not politically active. They kind of kick back, pull whoever's got an R next to their name for Republican retard, and they go with that corporate. They go with that corporate pseudo right thing instead of the corporate pseudo left thing, and there's really not politically. They just don't realize. You know, they don't go down to the county legislature meeting and see what's going on. There's just a crew there, the usual crew of people who have, you know, or something going on with the government that they specifically, the crowd at in politics here is very small at the county legislature meeting and the courtroom observing, you know, people were like, you know, what's that? So but you know, they're quick because they're patriotic deep down inside, they're quick learners. And we were able to get a dozen people at Wayne Mosher's last appearance in court. That little TV courtroom there was like half full with just our people for that one case. And two judges in a row, Ron from Vegas, who just called, was exactly right on his challenge, the oath and bond. Of course, you've got to name the vicars in your paperwork. Don't leave them out. You're going to notify the town, the county, the state, and the federal entities all at once. Don't leave the vicar out. They're all subservient to him. And so just make sure, I'm convinced that part of the reason that they dismissed it, not only was the second judge in a row lacking a current oath and bond, she had one filed that had expired 2 or 3 years prior. So she couldn't say, well, I don't need to file one or argue the premise that she needs one. She had one filed, it was just expired, and she failed to renew it, and she was still sitting on the bench. That's a violation of the public officer's law, in New York, Chapter 11, Chapter 30, and the New York statute law, section, what was it? Oh, God, I forget, 13.1, subsection 121 or something like that. I'll dig it up later. But, yeah, that's good to know because that's the first thing you want to do. If you can get them on their own technicalities, so to speak, hey, your own witch's law says you got to have an oath and bond. Where is it? And we actually had the judge tell us, because we pushed her so hard, she said, we kept saying, prove it. She said, I have one. The town files it for me. And blah. We said, no, it's not filed where it's supposed to be. That means it doesn't exist. Show us where it is. And she goes, oh, I'll have that next time you come in. I'll have that waiting for you. The next time we came in, the DA dropped the whole thing. And I'm convinced it's because we named the judicial vicar on the paperwork. We named the code enforcement officer, the district attorney, the court witch who had an expired oath and bond, and the judicial vicar, Lou Sirianni. And that was enough to make them, gone, get out of here. Didn't have to do those 60 days, didn't have to notify the state and the feds. We just notified the immediate players and the vic. And that was it. And it seemed to have some success, and you know, the paperwork needs to be simple, 2 pages. I cited the statutes and the laws that they were violating, real simply. The introduction, come in as a common law man. And we'll talk about this right after the break. Eric and Gary on the Republic Broadcasting Network, stay with us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you so much. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary in Michigan. We are back. I'm going to ask Kenny on the board if he can pull up. I got to have my Gordon Lightfoot fixed tonight, Kenny. So I tried yelling at you during the break, but you didn't hear me, so I'm going to just ask you in public. Pull up Gordon Lightfoot, Song for a Winter's Night. And if you can play that to take us out at the top of the hour and a couple of times next hour, that would be wonderful. It's no biggie. It's just a little bonus that I'd like to have tonight. I like Gordon Lightfoot. So anyway, it's Eric the Freedom Screamer, Gary in Michigan. I want to be clear here. Our previous caller suggested filing liens. Just go easy on that one, folks. Look, it's a great idea. I wish you well on that one, but I've seen a lot of people take a fall. And look, you know, for the Bundy thing where they made a stand and it was really, you know, that was like a kind of a last stand. If they take your cattle, you starve. You don't have any money. They're killing your animals. I mean, you got to, and they steal it. You got to take them back. That's a stand. Going on the offensive to put a lien on the witch's property, on the house and his car. I don't want the witch's house or his car. God's going to get them. So God's going to get them. We'll be with Daryl in a minute. Oh, I like Daryl. So, Daryl, hold tight. We may get you back after the top of the hour. So hopefully I'm going to chat here for a minute or two. We're going to have Gordon Lightfoot's Song for a Winter's Night. You can come in a little early on that so we get a little extra bit of the music, Kenny. You can find it. And then we're going to have a top of the hour break and then come back with Daryl in Alabama. So thanks for joining us on this broadcast. So, filing the old, you know, I don't want the witch's house. I don't want to file. That's offensive action that I do not recommend. When this recently gentleman, Wayne Mosier, had a victory and two judges had to basically, one judge recused and then the state dropped it at the second judge with no oath and bond. He wanted to go sue him and I said, no, I said, I wouldn't. You do what you want to do and I'll help you if that's your choice, but I would not. You had your victory. You know, they lost. We won. Don't go back. If you have real damages, and granted, he did spend a year in and out of court fighting this. You know, he had to make an appearance, and it took him a couple hours out of his day, you know, every couple of months for an appearance. But it's not the end of the world. You're not going to show, even though there are damages there, and I will definitely agree at that he was damaged, you're not going to get any higher witch's court to approve that and give you some settlement And almost all of these are bench trials. You're not going to get a jury trial in most of the matters. The judge is just going to rule you don't have standing, or you get a bench trial, and which you know what's going to happen at the bench trial, which is going to rule in favor of the lower witches. It's not going to rule in favor of Mr. or Mrs. Patriot. It's very rare. So I don't recommend, you know, going back to sue. And it's like the lien thing. If you win and you get, they get, you win your immediate criminal matter that they got or something like that. Now, look, if they destroy your property or kill one of your animals, Bundy's lost a bunch of cattle. They should definitely be suing. Get those damages. Absolutely. I'll help you do it. But, you know, where he just had to go to court for a few times. Now, if you've been to jail unlawfully, okay, you could say that's definitely damages. I would sue, but I wouldn't lien. Leaning is too risky. You're going to get your ass busted, and you're going to wind up in the witch's prison, and then somebody's going to be calling Eric, I'm in jail, can you do a phone blitz for me? And you know how it goes. So we're trying to keep people out of the witch, and you're not going to do any good for the freedom movement if you're locked up. So please, think twice before filing liens against any of your political prostitutes. Just look up the guys in Colorado who tried it, and a couple of them were, you know, guys I know, guys I would consider friends, and they went a little too far when they didn't have enough numbers, and they got them for a whole bunch of different stuff that was absurd, and the charges are bogus, but they're still in jail with a lot of bail and a lot of years ahead of them. So be careful. We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric the Freedom Streamer on the RBN Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.